kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nasa sentro ng lumulobong bilang ng COVID-19 cases sa Victoria ang aged care centers. Bagay na ikinababahala ng mga kababayang nurse na gaya ni Sunshine Galima. Sa halos isang dekada niyang pagiging nurse, kakaiba raw ang hamon na dala ng pandemic, lalo na kung ang inaalaga ang pasyente ay ang mga nakakatanda. Narito ang panayam. Kamustahin lang natin, ano yung sitwasyon ngayon sa aged care sa lockdown 2.0, diba? Kasi alam naman natin na pangalawang beses na bumalik sa, well, mas mahigpit na restrictions ang Victoria. Paano na iba in terms of yung workload ang naunang lockdown sa pangalawang lockdown na dinaranas natin ngayon?
Well, it's really significant yung rise ng mga cases at the moment kasi nga we weren't expecting na ganito kadami. So, lockdown 1.0 was like, oh, okay, so we have to just protect ourselves and yeah. And then eventually, this 2.0 lockdown, parang biglang dumami sila. And then eventually, yung mga asymptomatic biglang nag-positive. So, everybody is scared and every staff is having their sick leave. And I mean, ang daming calls sa agency na, hey, please help us here kasi wala na kami staff. So, parang it's the COVID scare na at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, lahat na kami almost is like kinakabahan, pero well, this is it, so we have to face it, we just have to work hand in hand. You'll never know who is who at the moment, so we just have to protect ourselves, live by the rules, tapos ayun lang, hand hygiene, PPE, and just take a lot of vitamins. I think that's the thing na kailangan na nating, yes, you're right.
Okay, so ngayon, mention mo naman sa amin, no, yung general area na lang siguro, yung mga suburbs na kung saan nandun yung aged care center, kung saan ka pumapasok.
Actually, madami sila. So somewhere in northeast, in the north, meron din sa southeast, the south. So it's like everywhere na. So parang may mga outbreak somewhere here, somewhere sa northern. So hindi na natin alam kung saan nang gagaling. Well, eventually, alam naman natin sa aged care, they're the most vulnerable age group. So, and normally, hindi siya tulad ng hospital na like, lagi may doktor, limited ang nurses dun sa aged care. So, it's really a different thing. So, mas prone sila talaga. So, since kung halimbawa, understaff kayo, and then ang dami ng patient na nagpa-positive, some of them hindi na natatransfer. So it's like, syempre, pag hindi na test, hindi mo alam kung sino. And it takes time for the test plate, like 3 days. E paano pag biglang naglakad yung pasyente, papunta sa ibang patient, papunta sa dining? So yun yung pre-neperment namin na mangyari at the moment. So parang medyo binabawalan namin silang lumabas sa kanilang mga kwarto. Pero which is actually not good kasi it's their privacy, it's their way of life, bahay nila yun eh. So, parang yun yung nakakaawa sa kanila kasi they won't have visitors as well, hindi sila nakikita ng pamilya nila. So, nakakaawa at the moment kasi nga, minsan tatawag sa akin yung family, can you just open the windows for me so I can see her? Parang nakakaawa, alam mo yun, parang if you were in their shoes, like, in case meron silang COVID, they won't get to see them anymore kasi diretso na sila sa hospital and eventually, hindi na nila makikita yung family, it's so sad.
Oh. Okay, so in terms of pag-limit sa mga galaw nila, sa galaw ng mga aged care residents, ano ba yun? Is it something na based on your observation, pinapractice sa lahat ng aged care centers? Kumbaga parang case-to-case basis. Kumbaga kung wala namang known na nag-positive dito sa aged care, let's say aged care center 1, hindi naman kailangan i-restrict yung movements or activity
ng since lockdown 1.0 pa din, limited talaga ang visitors. So we minimize the contact ng family sa patient kasi you'll never know kung saan sila galing.
Mm-mm.
At hindi mo din alam kung yung family is immunocompromised as well. So we limit them talaga. So, ang ginagawa na lang namin minsan is like, for example, we just nag-video call na lang sila and then matulungan na lang namin sila, okay, you can talk to her like this. So, through phone, through video, but normally, wala nang visitors talaga kasi nga, to prevent yung infection and contact transmission and everything.
In terms of yung sentiments mo, no, tuwing napapasaba ka sa ganitong uri ng trabaho, I can imagine it's extra challenging now. I mean, as it is, I mean, before, ibang klase yung workload ninyo, eh, di ba? Kasi syempre, buhay ang hinahawakan ninyo, ang inaalagaan ninyo. Pero ngayon, pati buhay mo, talagang nakataya. So, So anong pag-iingat ngayon ang ginagawa mo, Shine?
I take good sleep, at least 7 to 8 hours. Take vitamins. I have to have a big breakfast before I go. I wear PPE. I wear double layers of clothing. Not because it's winter. It's for sanitation purposes na din. So, for example, I wear tights. I wear shirts. And then, sa work, naka-scrubs ako. So, before going to work and before going off from work and putting my jacket on, tanggalin ko ang scrub suit. Mm-hmm. Put them in a pack, a plastic, na it won't touch my bag and anything. Mm-hmm. Tapos meron akong isang kit na dirty clothes.
Oh.
So, that's where my disinfection things come in. So, yung may mga pang-disinfect ako doon, alcohol, sanitizers, wipes. So, before I go sa bus or sa taxi, talagang nag-disinfect ako.
Okay.
And then I wear a mask. Before I enter the house, yung mga gamit ko, I disinfect. And yung shoes sa labas lang talaga.
Ngayon, Shine, kasi alam naman natin na yung mga ordinaryong tao ay nakakaranas din ng panghihina ng loob. So, paano mo pinapanatiling matatag yung kalooban at isipan mo? Lalo na ganitong sitwasyon at malayo ka sa pamilya.
Oh, well, yeah, it's physically tiring, mentally and emotionally tiring as well. So, what I do, I have 5 things. First is I pray. Number 2, I talk to my family and friends. I verbalize. Number 3, I keep fit. I exercise. I eat healthy food. I watch a movie, doing off-cook. I do things that I love, like revisiting a hobby or discovering a new hobby. Number 4, I count my blessings. So whatever I have right now, yung ini-endure mo yun. So parang you have to reflect it every day para to keep you sane. And then number 5, I value my purpose. So it's like it's not about the job anymore, lalo na ngayong pandemic. It's not about the money anymore. It's like yung purpose. Like you're living your purpose now. So parang yun yung naibigay na realization sa akin nitong pandemic na ito. So yeah, we all know na yung nurses are well paid anywhere in the world. Alam mo yun? But it's the purpose that you have right now. So parang, yeah, it's like, sometimes, kailangan mong pigilan eh, yung emotion sa workplace. Mm-hmm. At minsan, hindi mo mapipigilan. Hindi mo mapupunas yung mga mata mo na naka-PPE ka kasi you're not allowed to touch your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm a bit emotional. Pero that was happened. That really happened yesterday. So parang kami ko, okay.
So ito ay dahil na rin sa ano, no? Siguro yung simpatya mo at compassion na nararamdaman mo para sa mga inaalagaan mong mas nakakatanda. Not very vulnerable nga sa naturang sakit.
Yeah.
Okay, so finally, mensahe sa mga kapwa medical frontliners na katulad mo. Ay naluluha siguro at napapagod.
Pero yeah, well, everybody is tired, everybody is scared, but we have to be strong. Kailangan natin to kasi hindi lang para sa mga pasyente natin, kundi para sa mga pamilya natin. So we have to like stay strong, take care of yourself, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So just live by it and then do the right thing. We may have been through these dark days for so long, but we have to keep pressing on.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.